You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back and we are rolling with the CCIM voice, and I know somebody who wants to welcome AJ to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, AJ. It is Frank Rodriguez Melo calling in and welcoming you to Jim's show. We know that Adriana is very active in our group with the charities committee, and we hope to hear a lot from you today.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Preston.
All right, Frank. Thanks so much. Okay, AJ, you're a CCIM. Why?
Why?
Yeah, why'd you become a CCIM?
I got hired by Jack Lowell, and I had to keep up with him. So to speed up and fast track, I took CCIM.
Okay, so your background was what?
Engineering.
So you knew numbers, but there was a component missing. What did CCIM help you learn that being an engineer didn't teach you?
The money lingo, the investment lingo, the user decision lingo that comes together when you're sitting on the negotiation table.
No, so you learned the language of real estate then?
Correct.
Oh, wow, that's great. And what other things do you get from the CCIMs that you meet with and do business with on a daily basis?
We get a lot of tools, technology, software for financial analysis, for research analysis. So it is very good toolbox that I can have when I'm talking to my clients or working for my clients to save them money.
Well, okay. So that brings me to my next question. What is it that you do specifically in the commercial real estate world? And how do you save your clients money?
Well, Jim, I work very hard so that they get a very pleasant environment where they can work in, stress-free, being productive, so that way they grow and they increase their money and their revenue.
Okay, so you get them to have a great environment, and I guess that because you're out there all the time, you help them get a good deal too.
Of course, yes.
So then what do you see today as far as a couple of trends here in South Florida in the office market?
Well, the office market has been a very healthy market for the last 2 years, and it's actually turning into a landlord's market. So for the companies, for the tenants, I will say do your deals now because the sales are coming off the shelves, basically.
So now is a good time for landlords, which means that somebody really needs to know how to negotiate against them. And I guess that's kind of where you come in because you've also worked with landlords. You kind of see both sides.
Correct. So we understand the, you would call it the psychology and what the landlords are looking for and make it a win-win situation for both and being able to get the client where they're looking for. So
now, office is strong. What do you see in other market segments too? Do you have other thoughts on, say, retail or any of the other components?
I know that a very healthy market here in South Florida is the industrial market. I mean, vacancies over there are just in the single digit, which makes it very, very hard.
Okay, so would you be able to rep a tenant into an industrial space also?
Actually, thank you for asking. A little portion of my business, mostly I do office, but I also do a little percentage, I would say 10 to 15% of my business is to industrial users.
So then your clients really are small business people here in town?
We specialize, well, average, you know, we'll say 5,000, maybe a little.
That's not so small.
No?
That's pretty big. Now, what kind of clients do you have? Accountants, attorneys?
All of the above.
And how about others, too?
Professional services, corporations, national corporations, too, we have represented. Actually, we just finished on 85,000 square feet transactions here.
It's huge.
So I'm very happy, although I cannot announce who it is.
Oh, that's so cute. But so your CCIM toolkit helps you do this then?
Absolutely. And actually, because of the sales activity, as you probably know, Jim, is being very active here in South Florida. You know, we were able to participate last year in a very good. In Cora Gables, there was a sale of the Mercantile Commerce Bank Center, and we were able to assist on that transaction. And I have to say the CCIM helped me a lot with that, with all the tools that we have in our hand.
Well, you know, it sounds to me like the CCIM was very accretive to the process for you, helped you get involved, helped you get a peer group, guy, people that you could talk with, a great way to get you comfortable, it seems.
Correct. And I also, like I mentioned to you before, I have a great team. I had Jack Lowell and Wayne Schutz as part of the team.
Oh,
there.
You got Wayne?
Yes.
Woo! He's the best. Jack ain't bad either.
Yeah, so I've been blessed to work with those two, and they're very seasoned people and definitely a wealth of knowledge, and having the CCIM helped me to keep my weight.
You know, so what is it that you see coming up in the future that you would tell your client to help them prepare to enter the office leasing market?
Well, from the tenant perspective, I mentioned make sure you get your deals done right now. From the owner side, I think it's a great time to sell, and there is a lot of appetite for investors here in South Florida.
So going forward, do you expect to see additional office buildings being built because the office market is tightening like this?
I will hope so within the next 5 years, certainly, because vacancies are already going down. So the demand started getting there and the prices started getting very tight and high. So therefore, absolutely, in the next 5 years, I expect that they're going to start hopefully putting something in the
pipeline. Now, Frank talked about the fact that you work on their charities committee here locally. Is that true?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what CCIM does with its charities, because I think that's an important point to bring out.
Well, we like to contribute to the community, and we selected three charities last year so that we could be very active, involved with what they do, or at least support and bring awareness about each of these charities. And
which three?
We did Easter Seals.
Oh, beautiful.
We did Habitat.
And, for Humanity?
Yes.
Okay.
And
the Children's.
And the Children's.
Oh,
yes.
Frank, you're still hanging out back there?
Absolutely,
you little
always,
snarky
always.
Sneak you?
Thank you.
You're the man.
Absolutely. Yeah, charities are very important. And we actually are revolving every year on those different initiatives. So there's always an opportunity for others. So you see, Sam is not only necessarily of the business side, but also that we as professionals support, these individuals' charities.
Well, I got to think that it's important to everybody to give back. It creates a positive environment and allows your team members to network in a positive environment. Yes, Frank?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, AJ, what do you think about coming up next year? What do you think you're going to get involved with as a committee next year?
I think I will continue with the charities.
Oh, yeah? You like that?
Yes.
You're going to switch some next year?
Maybe. If Frank talks me into it.
Oh, Frank, you've got it under control at this organization, man.
Well, actually, we'll have normally they're selected right around the end of the year.
Uh-huh.
And it's a collaborative effort, honestly. It's not just myself. Brits are incoming president, so there will be changes in the air coming soon. And we're always looking for other organizations to help.
Now, Frank, how do you raise the money that you donate? Do you have like a fundraising event or something like that?
We actually, from our membership dues and from our Outlook conference that comes up in January, and from different organizations that are sponsors, like Total Bank is our grand sponsor right now this year. And we have basically funds that we can support. We have educational events, and those educational events, the surplus funds are used for sponsorships of this type in the charity side. And also we do educational scholarships for students that want to, and people, professionals that want to become CCIMs. Right now our district has 5 scholarships instead of 1. And John Leonardo leads that effort in his committee. He is the chair for it. And so at the end of the day, we're a nonprofit, and we use the funds that we raise back into the community.
Frank, that's great. We've got a minute left. I want to go back to AJ. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
I love you, Frank. You're the best. Offline, we'll talk about the great things we're going to do. AJ, we've only got a minute left. If somebody wants to work with you, Jack Lowell, Wayne Schutz, how do they find you? Because I want you to get the commission.
Thank you.
All right.
You're my kind of broker.
That I am. I always recognize the procuring cause.
Well, my best way to contact me could be my cell phone, 305 310-310-4271 or by email Adriana, A-D-R-I-A-N-A, dot Rosillo, R-O-S-I-L-L-O, at colliers.com.
Oh, my God. You are just absolutely amazing. Frank, are you still out there?
Nope.
Frank dropped off. Okay, well, that's because we gave you the end of the show.
I was just muting.
Oh, there you go. He is back. AJ, I want to thank you so much for coming, being the CCIM voice today. I tell you, Frank, I don't know where you get these folks. Each one, every week, is better than the last. I'm looking forward so much to doing deals with all of them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure to be here with you.
Oh, AJ, I wish that we could broadcast that smile over the airwaves. Listen, Frank, thanks. We're looking forward to next month's Voice D. I'm going to give it to you. You're going to take it away. And when we come back, we're going to talk making green with green energy, with Magnum Energy Solutions and Engineered Tax Services. And I'll bet you we'll even get a little charity talk in there, too, because I know those guys like to give back, too. D, it is all yours.